Wisdom Friends. I'm Val.
I'm Courtney.
And I'm Lisa.
And this is My Perfect Romance.
Bow, chicka, bow, bow.
What about all of you?
Or how about my sweet love?
I think we all have a different idea about what romance is.
Well, what is the perfect romance?
Gosh, I don't know, but let's find out. Hey, you guys.
Hi.
Hello.
So, got a couple questions from listeners. And you know, we like to talk a lot.
So we'll see how many we get through.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So what's our first question?
Okay, internet strangers. I need advice, or at least non-judgmental giggles, because I, a fully grown woman with decent morals and a Costco membership, bit of a mental fidelity pickle. Am I the only Costco membership bearing person in this group?
I am. Are you a mother?
No, I have friends that take me.
I don't have need for that kind of bulk in my life.
You don't wipe your ass a lot?
I mean, I wipe as needed.
I don't know. I'm an ass a lot.
I'm in transition from multi to none.
Yeah, I'm so okay, it's gonna be weird. 36 pack that I get it.
It's gonna be weird. I'm gonna be going from like a gazillion things of toilet paper to one.
Yeah, yeah.
Boys, they poop a lot.
I feel like if you get a bidet, you can just do away with it altogether.
I want a bidet. It is my dream.
I'm gonna hook you up.
Thanks.
Yeah.
You can do it on your own toilet.
Yeah. I love bidets.
Right, so okay, no, go on. Okay. All right. No Costco membership here. Let's go on.
So we have a grown-ass woman with good morals and a Costco membership who's in a little bit of a mental fidelity pickle.
Ooh.
Mm. She's been married to her husband, 32M, for 5 years. He's a great guy. He's funny, kind, does the dishes without being asked. We have a solid relationship.
Oh, he's a keeper.
And I genuinely love him.
Yeah.
Our sex life.
Any man that does the dishes without being asked.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Keep.
Okay. So their sex life is pretty decent.
All right.
Until recently.
I wonder what happened recently. Yeah. So we know he's 32, right?
Yeah.
What about her?
We don't know.
We don't know the age?
Yep.
This matters.
I'm guessing about the same age, or they would have put it in there.
Okay. Maybe you can assume she's 30.
So here's the pickle.
That's typical.
Yeah.
She recently realized she can only reach orgasm if I'm fantasizing about his best friend. Let's call him Chad. Because, of course, his name is Chad.
Who doesn't love Chad?
I love Chad.
Chad.
Do you guys watch Saturday Night Live?
Chad.
There is a whole
Chad series that Pete Davidson does.
Oh,
hilarious.
I haven't seen it.
I'll have to watch that.
Okay, me too. We need to update ourselves.
Okay. Chad.
It's actually like 5 years ago.
So long ago.
This Chad is charming, tall, annoyingly charismatic.
Of course.
And the kind of guy who somehow manages to look effortlessly hot in a hoodie. I hate those guys.
Wait a minute. I thought everybody looked good in a hoodie.
I look good in a hoodie.
I don't. I look like I'm hungover and want to go to bed.
Well, I look comfortable in one. That counts.
He's always been around, part of our friend group. I don't want him in real life, probably. I'd never cross a line. But somehow when the lights are off and things get going, my brain goes full cinema mode and casts Chad as the leading man. I feel awful. My husband thinks he's hitting all the right buttons, and technically he is, but only because my imagination is ghost directing this scene from the background. Is this normal? Am I broken? Do other people's brains do this weird sexual swapperoo thing? Should I talk to my husband about it? Or take this spicy little secret to the grave and try to mentally recast someone else who's less familiar, like Chad Hemsworth. Or faceless
Chris Hemsworth.
Chris.
Thor.
Chris Hemsworth.
A.K.A. Thor.
Much like Thor.
Or a faceless vampire. I don't know.
A vampire? Who might that be?
Ooh.
Edward. Please help.
Edwards. Yes, there are them.
And I don't know. I was on the cuddly guys.
So. Okay.
Okay, okay, please help. I don't want to be the villain in my own marriage, but I also really, really like orgasms. Is it cheating if it's only in your head? Is there a mental exorcism I can perform to get Chad out of my fantasy life? Any insight, therapy recommendations, or tried and true brain hacks, welcome. Bonus points if you can make me laugh so I don't spiral. Signed, embarrassed, but still very much horny.
Okay, I just have to say that you have to love the one you're with, because the one you're not with, that's a dream. I'm like Chad and his like hoodie and blah, blah, blah. Does he do the dishes? Does he like fulfill all those things that your husband actually is doing for you? Probably not.
Yeah.
You know, and why go there? Why even go there? So I think like you can.
But I think in reality.
Yeah.
I would say somewhere along the lines of 75% of people do. I think it's really, really common.
Do the dishes?
No,
that's 50%.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you've got a husband that does the dishes, don't throw them over.
I don't think she's saying she wants to throw them over. I think she's saying.
I'm saying that, like, they use, like, a proxy during sex.
Yes, but do you need to keep it? Like in
does it need to
that,
be the same proxy?
It needs to be, or, like, if that's what gets you off, I mean, I sort of think you need to transition into your husband getting you off. I mean, because
I
what ends
she
up
would
happening,
if she could.
I don't think she's trying. Like, because I think that you can, like, transition. Like, if you're, like, getting off on the idea of some guy, great. I mean, if that's what gets you off, but you don't want to start behaving in a manner that's the
Can
only
I
person
on
that's going to get you off, because then you're going to start thinking about this guy in all sorts
in
of
all
ways
sorts
other
of
than
ways.
Just
it could
sexually
definitely
maybe
spiral
maybe
relationship,
maybe
potentially.
But I will say, when I was reading that ADD book, that can also be a problem with some attention deficits, and so if she has like a wandering mind and that's kind of what helps her, like, that might be one of her issues that she, I don't know. There might be.
Well, you just don't want it to turn into something where you jeopardize your relationship because you're having this fantasy about Chad.
Does she
say
anything about her fantasizing Chad in any other way? Because it sounded like she wasn't, like, she's done. It was just in this specific
scenario. It
sounds
like it's just she's
I feel like,
sexy time fantasizes about
I him. Don't know. I feel like she has a thing for Chad. And so she's sexy time thinking about him. But I think it's turning into more than that. And she's keeps reminding herself, but look at my husband. He's so great. Like,
don't you think she's just saying that because she's like, I'm really compensating. I really love him. But
I think she's trying to pull herself back into the relationship that's important because she keeps going off in her brain to, like, other places.
I mean, that's a good
point. I
don't
think it's uncommon that people do that, though.
I think it's actually common for people to fantasize during sex. I mean, like, just stop and think about it.
It's okay. Then I'm not saying that's not okay. What I'm saying is that you have to be very careful.
If you're focusing
about
on the same person
where
every single time.
That it turns into, because like really your focus should be on working on your relationship with your husband. And yes, like everyone has fantasies and that's fine to, like, you know, pleasure yourself in other ways. But what you don't want it to do is have jeopardized the relationship you have with this person that you've spent years with, or
you don't want her putting the oxytocin dump that she has from having an orgasm with her husband. You don't want that intimacy to be transcribed onto her fantasy of Chad and have it cross over into real life.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that is the danger of doing that.
So you guys, I just pulled this up because it was like a really good podcast I listened to. By the Mighty Pursuit podcast.
Okay.
And they had this is unheard of, a male sex therapist. 35 years as a sex therapist. So I would say he's probably pretty expert from the Mighty Pursuit podcast, which I really like them. He does a really good job interviewing just a whole bunch of different people about different topics.
Yeah.
But that's what this one was about. And I was shocked to kind of hear what this guy's perspective was.
What was it?
About like how to fix like your sexual problems. And it wasn't like what you would think. It's like learning how to be like just present. Mm-hmm. And by present, he means like aware of the other person, like what smells are going on, like mm-hmm. what kind of sounds,
I totally
what's
agree.
The environment mm-hmm. like, and yeah. just being comfortable and present and not even necessarily even touching each other, mm-hmm. but just being there before you even start to go into that next like zone.
I totally agree with that.
I do too. And like
maybe
really,
that's the practice they
really
need to make.
Like understanding like your body and mm-hmm. how it's feeling and reacting to sensory, smell, all those things, rather than yeah. trying to rely on the thought of some the thought of not a like, because what she's thinking about, it's a fantasy of some other person. It's not the realistic mm-hmm. in any sense.
Mm-hmm. No, that's why yeah. it's fantasy.
What do you think, Mom?
I think it's dangerous territory to be dreaming about somebody else if you're married and you want that to last.
Yeah.
Maybe she doesn't want it to last. Maybe she is using it as a vehicle to get out of the relationship mm-hmm. in some ways.
Yeah. Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah.
I think it's normal to have periodic fantasies. I think where, you know, the thing that she's noticing, I like that she's self-aware. Because, I mean, she's going, you know, this wasn't just a one-off, like, oh, that's weird. I kind mm-hmm. of had a picture of so-and-so. Yeah. You know, like if you've ever had a spicy dream in the middle of the night, and you're like, whoa, why did I dream about my high school English teacher like that? You know what I'm yeah. saying? So, I mean, I think that she's just realizing, she's like, this is becoming too common of a once-off, you know, to where it's mm-hmm. becoming a pattern. So I really like the fact that she has the self-awareness to know this is becoming a pattern. And I really like your idea of both of what you guys have said about, you know, noticing that that's a pattern. And that's not something, it doesn't, I don't think that she actually wants to continue this pattern, because she wouldn't be writing to us saying, mm-hmm. hey guys, I'm afraid of this because I love my husband. This mm-hmm. is a really good relationship and everything's great. And I'm aware that this potentially could, you know, fuck up what I've got, the good thing I've got going on. Mm-hmm. So I think that grounding in the present moment when she's with her husband, because I think sometimes when you have a partner who you approach everything with day in, day out, and it sounds like they're a really yeah. good team. They sound mm-hmm. like a kick-ass team.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And in some senses, you know, predictable things tend to not be as sexy. You know, reliable things over time tend not to be as sexy. So the things that she's describing, all the amazing things that come with a very stable relationship actually also can sometimes make other things become too consistent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And not as exciting for full sexual arousal. Yeah. So I think...
So she needs to talk to her husband about that, because they might need to, like, figure out how to introduce some other types of novelty.
Yes.
To make
so
it
I would. So I'm thinking the
same
thing.
Less robotic, maybe.
I think yeah. I'm thinking yeah. kind of some along the same. It sounds like they have a good relationship.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It sounds like what's happening though is in any relationship, they're losing that intensity that comes from the mystery, that comes from the newness. You know, even yeah. the sense of danger, or like, I mean, I don't know about
but
you guys.
But when she talks to her husband.
Oh, I don't. Do not tell him
don't
about
tell
the friendship.
Don't tell him about Chad.
No, but do you know what I'm
don't
saying?
Don't hurt him that way.
Yeah, don't yeah. do that. No,
and it's normal. Do and don't kick yourself in the butt.
Yeah, you're normal. No. You're going through a regular process of a long-term relationship. Yeah. I mean, this is a normal thing that I think a lot of people go through. So don't beat yourself up and shameful. Give yourself credit for the fact that you're realizing, oh, this is becoming more than a one-off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then what I would recommend you do is try to think of some different ways to add the mystery back into your relationship a little bit. to add a little bit more of that longing. Maybe this is a good time for you guys to start exploring some different kind of kink things. And like Lisa pointed out too, how can you guys bring yourself back to being more present in the moment? Yeah. And maybe that comes down to simple things like, oh, okay, we need to just start feeling the touch between each other. And it sounds really stupid, and I don't know if this is true with other people who have been in relationships longer time and stuff, but one thing that I've noticed, just, you know, because like I'm past the honeymoon phase now in my relationship, but like I've been noticing that sometimes like we're not having as much eye contact some of the times during sexual encounters that we used to and stuff. And so we're kind of like starting to lose a little bit of that kind of. And so sometimes it's just like just taking it back
down.
You're not
hypnotizing them the same way.
No. So sometimes one thing that's kind of cute and I noticed, and it's cute because
I don't know if everybody's an eye contact person, but.
Well, no, but okay. Yeah, your version of eye contact. So okay. Like, your version of eye contact. So like I've noticed Bob's done this a couple of times, you know, more so than before in the past. And the same thing where you just do that one thing where you get that, like you don't proceed forward until you have that synergy feeling again. And so like, if you just need to take a second and just smell each other. I know that sounds stupid, but just that.
I love it because I haven't been here in this situation for years. So this is all is new to me, information, but I love it. Thank you.
But just that synergy, you know, like there's that, you know, just like take that second just to, before you start actually like proceeding down the road of app, you know, just like don't go through the motion of the potion. Just like take that second to kind of have that playful, refine that little bit of playful kiss, whether it's even just like you just take their lower lip in yours and you nuzzle a little bit, or you just touch their, you just kiss
for the first time.
No, you just take a second to do something tender or something intimate to get that flow again, to get that, you know, to get that special, like, oh, you're my person.
Yeah.
Before you proceed forward, because it's really easy to get in emotion, especially when you get into relationships where you know you're like, push this button, push this button, push this button, technical, orgasm, you're done, I'm done, we're going to go to sleep.
Yeah.
Well, that's, you know, I think it just depends on what amount of time you have to.
I think that is the most amazing advice ever, Valerie. And, you know, that's, I think you hit it spot on because,
don't really.
And.
But talk to them.
Because she is in this transitional feeling right now.
Exactly.
Where she could make some choices here that are pretty, they can make a huge difference in her life. So,
absolutely.
And it seems innocent, just like visualizing someone else when you have sex, but it can lead to other things. And I don't want her to go that way. So I think that your advice, Valerie, is
reconnect.
Great. Maybe,
and you know, there's so many fun little books and things like that you can do too. I mean, there's just some of the time when you start getting into sexual ruts in your relationship and things like that too, it's because you're losing the mystery. It's because you're losing the anticipation. And so there's just fun little things that you can do. There's like 52 hot sex nights. There are just
a million different things out
resources,
there.
Resources, yeah. Resources. And there's some of them that are really fun because they like give couples. Apple,
there's books.
And I love the idea of talking.
Sex therapy.
Talk to your husband about it and research that stuff together. Yeah. Like look into things that can stimulate your sexual relationship.
But what I would say, they have a little
adventure sex book.
Ooh,
like, so many things, but.
There are what I would recommend in this situation more so than anything is, I would recommend the sex books that there's, a couple of one. I think there's one that's called, 102 nights or something like that. 101 nights of amazing sex. And it's actually one where the husband and the wife go back and forth. And so it's kind of an assignment, but in the assignments, it's really kind of cute and neat because it's about building anticipation of having sex with your partner. So one of the things will be like, you kind of hint at, you have an assignment that you're kind of doing for that night for the sexual theme, but you allude to your partner. Your partner's like, oh shit, I have to gather up what? And then they have to, they're like, and then they're like, why am I doing that? And so then you start fantasizing about what you're going to be doing with your partner. And so that's what I'm saying.
So you're building tension over the day.
You're building tension and anticipation because that's what you tend to lose.
I love that.
And redoing the connection.
Because what she's doing is a mind thing.
Exactly.
And she can reorganize her brain into thinking and into stimulating it in a different way towards her husband. I love that.
And
this is,
and it's really fun. Like, I can't remember the exact name of the book that I'm referring to, but it's a really fun one because it actually, you go back and forth between, so you do one, then he does one, then you do one, then he does one. And it's kind of nice too, because when you get into sort of a sexual rut, you know, like everyone, it just helps kind of pull you out of that and bring you back to the moment. Yeah. 101 Nights of Great Sex. That's it.
By Laura Korn.
Well, that's, you know, it depends on her partner too, if he's willing to.
Yeah, that's also
the. I mean, there are people that will not engage in this kind of stuff.
And, and that's why communication with your partner and working on what would work for you and looking into the resources.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Because there's so many. But don't shame yourself and give yourself credit for the fact that you're noticing this pattern. I think that in relationships, going through those sexual lulls and highs and things like that, those things are going to happen. It's very
totally
healthy,
normal.
Very healthy to identify when you're starting to notice a pattern that is not going in a direction that will serve you.
Yeah.
And so that way, that's just your indication that you need to mix things up a little bit.
Perfect. I love it, Val. Good job.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Okay.
Well, send us more questions, you guys.
Yeah.
We were going to go for 15 minutes. We went over.
All right.
One question tonight. Thanks, you guys. Go to www.myperfectromance.com. Because if you don't type all those letters in, you'll go somewhere else.
It won't happen.
All right. That's exactly right. All right. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.